Hey, we're Youth Decay. You're checking out The Grind with Stacey Steele on Punk Rock Radio.
Good evening, this is Drew.
And this is Mitch.
This is Matt. We are the Val Venus, and you're listening to The Grind.
Greetings and salutations. This is Stacey Steele, and you're checking out The Grind on Punk Rock Radio.
That is correct. Chris here with you as well. I think Mark is off mixing a drink somewhere. Volume 177 for you today. We thought we'd mix things up a little bit and release this one midweek, because why not? Two interviews in the show for you. Mark recently had some drinks and caught up with Ottawa's The Val Venus to talk about some big things they have coming up, including a show at Pooza Fest in May. Last month, Stacey talked with a couple of guys from Vancouver's Youth Decay to find out what is going on with them, what the latest is, and what their plans are for the summer. Along with those interviews, we've got a few from the mailbox features for you, as well on bands from all over, ranging from some Croatian punk rock, German punks, and a couple here from the Canadian prairies as well. First up is a three-pack of tunes from the guys in Loser Points from Red Deer, Alberta. These dudes first got together musically back in 2015 and started going hard on the hockey and wrestling-infused punk rock right away, crafting new songs during their first few jams. Here's one spurred off of a conversation about Razor Ramon before they were even a band, maybe even the real reason that brought these guys together. This song is called Machismo.
Take a look at Razor Ramon.
The three-piece consists of members of Trashed Ambulance, Chimp Change, and Booze Cruise, and they released their five-track EP Bunch of Bangers back at the start of last month. This one here is Geodude.
Thank you.
Loserpoints.bandcamp.com to check out the rest of the EP and to find the links to get connected via the Book of Faces, Gram of Insta, Twitter, Tinder, and YouTube with Loser Points. One last one in the column from these dudes today. This is Mega Powers Unite, a instant classic.
Noise Fight are a four-piece melodic hardcore band from Pula, Croatia. The band started off in 2010 with their inspiration coming from bands like Bad Religion, Rise Against, and Propagandi. They have played many shows in Croatia and in neighboring countries like Slovenia and Serbia. Noise Fight has shared the stage with bands such as Fat President, Gollywog, Sixpack, and Anti-Totter. Hope you're ready for the first track. Here's Defy, the first track from the band's album Downward Spiral on The Grind on Punk Rock Radio.
We'll be right back.
As mentioned, Noise Fight has an album out called Downward Spiral, released in 2013, which lyrically touches mostly social and political issues and the inevitable love songs. Downward Spiral can be downloaded for free or bought on CD on the band's Bandcamp page. Before we hear another track, a big shout out goes to our buddy Nevin. Next, the band recorded a music video for this song. Here's American Way on the Grind. After hearing a few tracks, you heard the powerful voice of the singer, bassist, Marco. With a voice like that, he can drive this band to many great things. Noise Fight has been working on new songs for a while now, and whenever that's wrapped, a second album will be recorded. Can't wait. Here's one final track for you guys, Falling Apart on the Grind.
Slow down, enjoy the ride. Wish you couldn't change, but I think I'm built for you.
Good evening. This is Drew.
This is Mitch.
This is Matt, and you're listening to The Grind.
To start off the Val Venus interview, here's the song Misery off the band's 2015 full-length Catalyst. Mark reporting for The Grind. I'm in Ottawa right now with the guys from the Val Venus.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So since people can't see you, please say your name and what you do in the band.
I'm Matt. I play guitar and I sing backup vocals.
I'm Mitch. I play drums and I sing backup vocals.
And I'm Drew and I sing the lead vocals.
And you play guitar.
Sometimes. I play bass guitar too.
Yeah. Bass guitar, yeah. Sorry about that. So your recent full-length Catalyst, is that the way you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. Came out on September 12th, 2015. Uh-huh. That's a date on your
Facebook.
September 12th? I believe, yeah. Facebook?
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Is that
Facebook,
correct?
That's correct.
Official date,
our
I guess.
CD release Facebook was official, right? Before that.
Yeah, before that. But I guess, yeah, for the...
Like the CD release show, sorry.
Exactly. So how was the recording process compared to your previous releases?
Well, the last EP, Moving On, we recorded in a nice studio, professional studio. This time we did it...
In three studios?
In two studios. Yeah. It was a lot more DIY, two studios. We did the drums at our buddy Ben's place in Cumberland, Ontario. Beautiful Cumberland, Ontario. Right by Beckett's Creek. So we did the drums there. We also did the bass there, right?
Yeah.
And then we did guitars at our buddy Martin's studio in Orleans. And we did the vocals there too. And then after that, we did a bit of mixing there, and then we got it mastered by Steve Risen.
So yeah, that's the third studio that I went to.
The mastering.
Yeah.
Mastering,
yeah.
And mixing, right? Well,
yeah, and some mixing as well. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was a very long process compared to the first.
Yeah, it took a long time.
EP, but there's a big difference from our EP to this album. Quality wise, is
yeah. Well, I was saying earlier, like this is your first actual official release, right? In terms of, you know, CD packaging and everything. So I guess how do you feel with having, I guess, your first official
CD release.
It feels good, it's been a while, but it's about time.
And well, for me, it's been a long time. It's some solid. It's a concrete album, like with a lot of variety and whatever, and songs like that's been around for a while, and new songs too. It's a full pack album, I feel.
And the album is available on Bandcamp, I believe.
That's it, Bandcamp or at a show, a live show.
So Bandcamp. Yeah. Or to show, obviously, stream, download, or
we can mail it to
physical
you too.
CD.
Yeah, you can buy the CD.
Or at a show, of course, is the best way. See you guys live, and then obviously buy the CD.
But
right?
I mean, if you're overseas or whatever, if you can't make it,
that's true. They can make it still. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just order it from the Bandcamp, and we'll send it right to your door.
Sweet. So you guys are playing Puzza Fest once again in May. So you guys played last year, 2015. So what did you learn from that year that you're going to bring to? 2016.
Bring our amps.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
So if we're literally going to bring to 2016.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, he said, what did we learn to bring? Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Our amps.
All right, so who are you guys looking forward to see the most?
Hopefully the Suicide Machines, because they're playing Destruction by Definition, front to back. And that's a great album. Dead to Me's playing.
Yeah, that'll Dead to Me is always nice to see.
Is Pup playing? I don't think they are.
I thought they are.
Well, if they are, I'm going to try to catch them. I don't think they're anyways.
Belvedere is always nice to see.
Oh, yeah, Belvedere.
Yeah, for sure.
Lost Love.
Sick of It All. I've never seen them live, so that would be nice. Lost Love, our homies are there playing. The Hunters, because they have really short shorts. And a bunch of other bands. I forget who.
Penske Files, just because.
Yes.
For sure.
Been on mini tours with them. Great guys. Always fun to play with.
So you guys obviously going to stay the whole weekend to play and enjoy the bands and enjoy the experience.
Actually, right the day after Puzza, we're leaving for a cross-Canadian tour that's getting booked right now. It's in the works.
Cool.
So our plan is to leave right after.
So when you say in the works, you mean the...
Well, we're still booking shows. Some shows are locked in the West Coast.
And oh, nice. Awesome.
Just working at it.
Yeah. So how long? I know it's in the works. How long?
Probably like 3 weeks. 3 weeks and a couple days.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. So I guess more driving than... A lot of driving, I was going to say. But I mean, I guess it's more for the experience and just the
road. Yeah, we've never been out west, so we want to do that. And we want to do the cross-Canadian thing. Sweet.
Behind the Lies by the Valvinus.
All right, so going back to or going to the Ottawa punk scene, so the scene is growing so much these past few years with a lot of, you know, solid bands coming out of the equation. So what's your take on the scene right now?
The Ottawa scene?
Yeah, the Ottawa scene.
Well, it's really diverse. And one thing that really helped is the House of Targ.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's just such a great venue. And it's a great place to hang out. And they have great shows there. And a lot of people, I find it's great because a lot of people that usually wouldn't really go to punk rock or ska or garage or metal kind of shows, that they just stumble upon it because they heard about House of Targ because it's just a rad place to hang out with all mm-hmm. pinballs and you get the pierogies. It's just a good vibe.
A lot of variety,
so,
too.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's just you get a variety of people and a variety of bands, and it's great to discover new bands and meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm getting to is they're great crowds. So I think that's helped a lot. And for the Ottawa scene, there's always been a bit of everything. And I don't know, I just see a lot of like garage and dream pop stuff coming out because that's like some sort of like revival going on right now. Some 90s kind of garage revival.
Yep.
That's really cool. It's a good time. So punk bands and hardcore bands.
Definitely,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so summer and onwards, I guess you mentioned a tour. Mm-hmm. But what? I guess, do you have any other plans or any ideas that you have going?
Maybe book a European tour, maybe. Of course, we always want to do that. But
a video?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're shooting a video for one of the songs.
Is that your first official video as a band?
It's going to be our first video ever. Yeah, we haven't even done like a shitty one.
Not yet.
This is shitty recordings and shitty releases, but we didn't do a shitty video yet.
So we got to do a shitty video.
Hopefully it's not shitty.
I'm praying every day.
No, it won't be. Our good friend Sean is going to be doing it with us.
So you know what song?
Yeah, it's going to be for Runaway Train.
Oh, no, okay, cool. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Good idea. All right, so you guys are in other bands, or you're involved in other music-related projects.
Yeah.
Like that. So please expand on this.
I play in a ska band called The Sentries, like traditional kind of ska, reggae and rock steady, kind of like the Slackers, like 60s style kind of ska. And I also play in a band with Drew called Sunny Boy. And that's a punk rock band, and we're like a cover band. It's like me first in the beginning.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we take old songs or older songs or songs that are punk songs and make them into punk songs.
That the Gimmies don't do, for example.
Exactly. Yeah, like okay, we do cool.
Yeah,
Blue
that'd
Rodeo.
Be, that'd be copying too
yeah.
much.
Yeah, we'd love to, but, you know. So, yeah, that's what you do, like Blue Rodeo, The Kinks, Elvis, Laredo Inn.
Patsy Cline.
Oh, nice.
Things like that. Mitch?
I'm in another band called Warfare with members of Nummies, the old band Hands of the Few. They just played their last reunion show, and other members of other bands, a lot of them. Also my old guitar player from Gusto Fiasco, my first band I was in. And it's a little more of a punk rock hardcore. Very fast, very heavy, and it's been a little quiet these days, so I get to focus more on Val Venus, but we plan on bringing out an album probably later in the summer and whatnot, and go from there. We're also six members, so it's kind of hard to juggle that.
That's true. So actually, this is for Mitch. When are you planning to finally model in a Greek God magazine shoot?
They have Greek God magazines?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
No way.
Last month, I did my first shoot. It went very good.
In the mountains of Athens?
Yeah, everything got paid. Everything's going good. I don't work as much anymore. And
olives all the time?
But no. I get that joke a lot. Funny, but no.
It's not a joke, though.
If I could, I would, because, you know, it'd be fun in a lot of ways, especially the money. But no. It's not going to happen.
You should.
All right, so any last words before we finish this, I guess regarding the band or anything else?
Well, we are booking a summer tour, so keep posted on that. We will keep you posted on that. Come check us out. And yeah, so we're just going to do that tour, and then we're going to work on some new music, and then go from there.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Mark.
Thanks for the alcohol.
Drink up, and we'll be in touch. Much sooner than last time.
Sounds great, buddy.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After All by the Val Venus.
If I could only find a way to say the things I need to you without losing face, and even with all the chances in the world, I'm finding myself lost for words. Fucking miserable. With all the time we spent together, you would think it wouldn't be this hard, but that's the one thing I can't explain. It's eating me alive.
That was Brutal from Winnipeg's Danger Cat. I don't have much info on the band in front of me right now, but I do know that the tracks that we're spinning today are from their 2012 Where I'll Be 10-song release. Visit them at dangercatband.com to check out some videos and get connected with the ongoings of this four-piece. This is Head in the Clouds.
Cider's in you.
Danger Cat toured to the West Coast earlier this year as part of the Bros of the Snow Tour and ripped a wicked show along with Living with Lions and our last interview band, Youth Decay, all at the Cobalt in Vancouver. Youth Decay, who I should also mention, will be playing with the Flatlanders this June, the June 16th date, I believe, also happening at the Cobalt. Not time for Youth Decay yet, though, as we've got another from the mailbox from Mark coming up, and one more track from Danger Cat. This is the title track to that 2012 release, Where I'll Be.
Honolulu Breakdown is a four-piece band from the Hessen region of Germany. The band features Tim on bass and vocals, Ivo on guitar and vocals, Flo on guitar and vocals, and Fab on drums. Their style can be described as punk, hardcore, and melodic. One of the key features of this band is their need for speed. They like it fast, and they are one of the best in that department. To give you an idea of what I mean, here's a language we don't understand on The Grind on Punk Rock Radio.
Enough, only scars and bruises that are thanks to me.
Honolulu Breakdown have a few releases under their belts, starting with their 2009 debut full-length, Terrible Hot Cardboard. Their most recent release is the Billy Goat EP, which was released in February 2016 via Let's Talk More Records, who are based in Europe and North America. Here's another track from these guys, Surprise, Surprise, on the Grind. You can catch my review of the band's Billy Goat EP on thegrindprc.ca. Honolulu Breakdown can be reached via their Bandcamp as well as Facebook. All the songs you're hearing today on The Grind are from the band's Billy Goat EP. We have one more track for you guys today, and my personal favorite, here's The Void on The Grind. Enjoy. Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Stacey Steele. You're checking out The Grind on Punk Rock Radio, and today's band focus is Youth Decay from Vancouver, Canada. After they got together for a few rehearsals, the band then decided it would be beneficial to expand the sound from a three-member to a five-member lineup, with recruiting Living with Lions drummer Lauren Lagar and vocalist Stu McKillop from Daggermouth and Aspirations. Youth Decay began work on what would come to be the Older, Fatter, Drunker EP. In November of 2015, via New Damage Records, Youth Decay released their debut LP titled The Party's Over. The band is now finished touring in support of that album and have more things coming up. Stay tuned to our interview to find out.
I wake to the sun on my face, concrete to my back. It's been a while since I felt anything. And I'm numb with a name. My insides are turning like the tides. The sobering guilt arrives. Face down with cuts on my hands. Shot a glass in my jacket and I can't remember anything from last night.
Hey everybody, you're checking out The Grind. This is Stacey Steele. I'm talking to a couple of punks in Youth Decay. How are you, fellas?
Doing pretty good, yeah.
Because this is audio recording, who are we talking to tonight to let our listeners know?
My name is Dana. I play bass in Youth
Decay. My name is Stuart, and I play vocals.
Well, welcome to the show again. It's been about just a little over a year since we did our last interview around there, a year and a bit. So you guys have had a few different things happen. You guys began the year off right with a tour of Western Canada, stretching from BC to Manitoba, and after a brief stop back home, you're back on the road again supporting Silverstein on their Canadian tour. How did this opportunity come to be?
That I don't know.
We're not the email guys.
I'm going to take a wild guess because we're on the same label.
Rich
put in a good word for us because he's a handsome fellow and he got us on there.
Yeah, New Damage Records, you know.
That's my guess.
They hook us up.
Yeah. Just, yeah, like, you want to do this? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, of course we do. I mean, it's cool to play to probably a
totally different crowd.
Yeah, a different crowd. I mean, we're very... We try and do the whole like punk rock thing. This tour has been very—it's a little different as far as the music goes, but I think it's just cool to like play to a different type of crowd. And when they see us, hopefully they go home and listen to a couple different bands as well.
Absolutely. Last time we spoke, actually, it was like probably 2014, shortly after your 7-inch release, Older, Fatter, Drunker. You were touring with Living with Lions and H2O and putting finishing touches on your full length, The Party's Over, which was released just this past November. You guys have been busy, both in Youth Decay, with recordings and other outside music projects. Tell us a little bit about all the other things you guys have been up
to. Working as hard as we can, playing in a few different bands here and there. Stu's in Comeback Kid, so they try and keep busy, so he does a lot of that stuff. Lauren's been filling in drumming for Comeback Kid as well, so they've been busy with that. I've been home doing something with my side project, Sidekick Lifestyle. We got a band camp and all that bullshit. Stu, he's super busy all the time recording. His recording studio, Rain City Recorders. Keep him busy.
I brought the toad. I'm stepping in.
Welcome to the show.
Sup, y'all.
Sup.
We try and keep busy. Yes. And when we get to do these opportunities, it's always so fun because the five guys in this band, we're all really good friends and we all have a fucking amazing time together. So it's always interesting. It's always a good time.
You have two recent songs off The Party's Over, one being the title of the album and the recent single Hysteria. I read somewhere a friend described as Living with Lions covers Carpenter song.
I think somebody said that on Punk News.
I saw that somewhere, yeah.
I'm pretty vain and I go and I read all reviews and comments and things like that. Yeah, somebody said that. They were like, sounds like Living with Lions fucking Carpenter or something. I mean, that's a statement or a question?
No. I was just saying as part of the question.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Well, fuck.
Makes sense.
A bunch of members playing both those bands, so.
You guys,
I wouldn't have sex with Carpenter, though, like, as a band.
Yeah. But I also don't...
To make that...
I also don't think it sounds anything like either band, to be honest, but...
No, it's your own sound, really.
Yeah. I think it sounds like the punk's getting upped.
It's a punk rock to meet world song.
Youth Decay's newest single off The Party's Over is Hysteria. This video shows a band kidnapping into the BC woods. Tell us a bit about the video and the creative control that you had over that one.
I got very, I smoke weed, yeah. And I was,
oh yeah, our smoke machine broke.
So our smoke machine broke. So there's a part in the video where we have to pull over and there's like a little tube and the smoke coming out of it. So it looks like the van is broken down. Okay. Originally it's supposed to be a big smoke machine. There's supposed to be like a ton of smoke or whatever, but that broke down.
We also ran over a bunch of the gear.
Yeah. We ran over a bunch of the gear.
We made our own smoke.
Yeah.
As far as that video went, though, the same guy that did the Party's Over video did the Hysteria video, and is my friend Sean Chal. We went to high school together. We, like, grew up together.
He also did the Chad Pig documentary.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Open Absolutely. Chad Pig, he did that. He's basically just an independent filmmaker, and he enjoys doing music videos as well.
He likes our ideas, too.
Yeah, so
we give him a little
idea. Yeah, we kind of, like, give him, like, what we want to go with, and then, like, this, the whole concept for the video was, like, pretty out there, and then it kind of got, like, you know, whittled down to, like, what it ended up being, and as far as, like, creative control, it was pretty much Sean that just came up with the whole treatment and the concept for the video.
Yep.
You didn't finish the smoke machine. I rolled a giant joint.
And so I had to be on the other end of this tube, on the other side of the van. You can't see me.
Yeah.
But I had to blow it a number of times. And I'm not one that really participates in smoking a lot of weed, but I don't know. That day we just rolled with it, and lunch was really good that day.
Yeah. Did it just take one day to film, or did you do it over a weekend?
We did two days.
Two days?
Yeah, we did most of the cabin scenes the first day, then we did all the van shots seconded.
Yeah.
I noticed you had some friends and family members kind of in the...
Yeah, Ben's girlfriend was the girl in the video, and my best friend, Matt Kittle. Shout out to Matt.
He was the badass.
He was the badass, crazy, scary guy.
Yes.
Yeah. He killed it, though. He's a good man.
And thorough.
He's good. Yeah. After this tour wraps up, you guys have a couple of dates in Vancouver, one with Calgary's Atavans, Edmonton's Old Wives, and some great local talent. What is next up for the summer and early fall? Are you guys playing festivals or anything?
I don't know if we're allowed to say, because I don't know if we've got
still kind of under
I don't know if we
cover.
Sealed the deal.
That's some things in sports.
Things in works.
At this point, we're going to do, I think the last shows that we have booked are going to be in April, and then Lauren and I have to do some comeback hit stuff, and then Lauren and I have to do some live stuff, so that kind of takes up like June, July. But we're hopeful like August, September.
There'll be some stuff.
We'll be doing something. Yeah,
we'll get the ball.
We're planning. We're trying to do something. We'd like to do like an actual full tour. Like, you know, we'd like to go do like a full American tour. So we're just kind of like feeling out, trying to find bands that we could tour with, basically.
Yeah.
You know, we lucked out with this tour because the label has a hand to Silverstein, and those guys are very accommodating and cool, and just said, yeah, if you guys want to hop on for a week or whatever, you can come and do it.
And you're on it for the full week?
Yeah.
We
just did five shows.
Vancouver's the last one.
Yeah.
So we got a couple days off, go home, shit, shave, shower, and then we're good to go. Play the Vancouver show.
Play the Vancouver show.
To answer that, hopefully in the fall we'll do something. Just kind of feeling it out now.
Keep your eye on the radar.
Exactly. Yeah.
Next up, we have two songs back to back by Youth Decay off their newest album, The Party's Over, called Put It Off, followed by Short Fuse. We'll be right back.
Party's Over was recorded at your studio, Rain City, in Vancouver. Could you tell us a little bit more about the evolution of this debut?
I don't want to ever record my own band ever again.
I think it was a little testy for Stu at times. There was some points where he was like up and down about it, because he's not only having to perform on the album, he's having to do all the grunt work. And luckily we had our friend Mark,
McKittrick, the man.
McKittrick, who works at the studio as well, who helped out with a lot of tracking. And then there was even days where Lauren and I were sitting there punching buttons to try and get through stuff. But it was a lot of fun. Like, it was a lot of fun, and it was cool to have, like, the opportunity to spend some time making the record. Oh, we're in the middle of a chase.
Now we got Loon with Lions again, too. Poo poo, pee pee, pee pee, poo poo.
Basically, what I'm saying though is, so it was kind of weird. I think the last time we did an interview, we kind of said the same thing. We started this band just like for fun. It was just supposed to be like our drink a beer at home, get out of town every couple of weeks kind of thing.
Weekend warrior.
So, you know, we did that 7-inch, and then New Damage like gracefully sort of, you know, gave us some money to do a full length too, and we're like, shit, okay, that's cool. So for me personally, that kind of like, I was like, fuck, well, if we're going to actually do a record, we should actually like put some more time into writing the songs and like developing, I guess, our own sound.
We worked our ass off that winter.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, a lot of us were split up. It was a lot of demos and a lot of
back and forth.
Yeah. But,
over the old computer system.
It's cool. I mean, I can say one thing personally, because I read a lot of reviews and stuff like that. And it's sort of like mixed. Sometimes people are like, this band doesn't really know what they want to sound like they have hardcore songs, or that they have like pop punk songs, but it's like, A, we're not a pop punk band. Sure, we're like melodic, but we're not like a fucking like cheesy pop punk band, so don't say that. B, we're not a fucking hardcore band. No, we're not smoking any dope, buddy. We're not a hardcore band. And all those songs, you know, they're not pop punk songs, they're not hardcore songs, they're all fucking music kid songs. Like, that's what our band sounds like. Like, don't.
We all come from very different backgrounds, too. So.
But I mean, that's one thing I hate is when a band is sort of like cornered and just said, like, oh, well, they're this kind of band. Like,
we don't like to be pigeonholed.
I noticed on this album, the sounds all sound different. Always sound the same. So there's some hardcore elements or some pop punk elements or some melodic elements. So it's like a mix of all kinds of things, which is good. You don't have to have the same sounding song.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're lucky in that way because all five of us write. And it's awesome. Like, when we bring it to the table and be like, I got this song. It's like, cool, man. That sounds awesome. Somebody else has another song. It's like, oh, man, that's awesome, too. Like, so we just kind of like, we like to mix it up a little bit. So.
Totally. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just the way the band sounds. It wasn't like a conscious decision to like write songs of a certain genre.
We're super proud of that record. Like,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
A lot of blood, sweat, and beers. Yeah. Around. Yeah, for sure.
Solid. I like it a lot.
I got busted in the plug out of it, man.
Next up, we have one of my favorite songs off The Party's Over, Little Winnipeg.
Let's go.
what's the one band that challenges you to go out and become a better musician?
Propaganda. Always propaganda. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those guys are obviously like the final. Top the echelon, man. They're fucking crazy.
Kings of the old Canadian punk rock.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wilhelm Scream for sure.
Flatliners. These are all bands that, you know, are to some degree our peers, and then at the same time, like, we admire them and the music they make. Stu and I were talking about it today, though, because we're both a couple of Green Day heads.
Yeah. Saw the t-shirts on stage.
Yeah. That was kind of funny. Both of us wearing Green Day t-shirts. But, yeah, no, I mean, love that band. That's obviously
that would be the ultimate goal of Tour with Green Day.
Yeah. Tour with Green Day up until 1996. Yeah, that's when I would like it.
Yeah. I like Nimrod.
Nimrod's good.
Good.
What's the best thing about touring?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Not working.
Not working.
Not having my phone in my hand every 2 seconds.
And, like, just hanging with your best buds. Like, yeah. All five of us are, like, so tight, so close. When we're at home, like, we chill. Like, we hang out
together.
Like, I know bands that just, like, you know, they do it, hate each other, whatever, don't do really anything at home together, but, like, I mean, I live so close to Stu.
He lives just down the street.
Our singer, Stu Mack down the street, and you know, we go for beers and stuff, and, like, we just have a really good time, so, you know.
Yeah, for me, definitely, too, that's the thing. It's just, like,
being on the road with your buddies.
Going out and having fun with our friends, which sounds, like, super cliche, like, but, it, you know, like, we're all in our 30s. We've all done touring bands. We've all had, like, successes and failures, and we've had, like,
we've been through the ringer.
Relationships with other band members where it's like a terrible time or fucking whatever, you know. So
we know how to do it, but
this is good. Like, we all get along, and it's just fun. It's just about going out and having a good time.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us about one of the most memorable live shows you've played, like one that sticks out in your mind.
333. The last 333 show.
Most stage
shows.
That was the first show that I was actually kind of scared to be playing.
Okay.
Playing, you know, sitting on stage, playing bass, and dudes are, like, moving me out of the way, being, like, kind of rude, but it was funny. They're just like, can you get out of the way so I can stage dive? And I'm just like, so all I did was just lean against my bass cab and just played. But it was insane. It was good. It was a fun all-ages show in Vancouver. It was a blast. Yeah.
Yeah, we were lucky enough on that last tour we did with Logan Lions. We booked 2 Vancouver dates to kind of make it worthwhile for Danger Cat to be coming all the way out to
Danger Cat from Winnipeg. Yeah. Those guys fucking.
So we did the bar show and the Lages show, and it was really interesting at that 333 show just to see people outside of our usual pocket or realm that came to the show. Like, usually, you know, like if we play the Cobalt or something, like there's people you expect to see, and you know it's going to be the same people. But the 333 show was an all ages show, and it's a really cool spot in Vancouver. The guys that run it put a lot of work into it. It's really good. It's just like a DIY spot. But,
it's really great. Yeah.
We went and played there, and it was cool because it was a bunch of kids that, like, we'd never seen, and, like, we're like, oh, fuck. Like,
a lot of new faces in the
people
crowd.
People in our city like our band. This is cool, you know? And, like, we had a lot of, like, stage dives, and there was a lot of fun and a lot of energy, and it was a really great show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Youth Decay. Balance.
Are there any bands right now that all of you separately are listening to that you would want to recommend to our listeners out there that people should check out?
Yeah, like
new bands or friends?
This band from Vancouver, they're called Dead End Drive-In.
Yeah.
Sound a little bit like Titus Andronicus. They're fucking awesome. Young kids, super stoked to see what they do in the future. They're awesome.
I would definitely shout out Culture Abuse.
Oh, yeah.
They're a band that I
love.
California. And I don't know any of the dudes except for Dave,
the singer,
but Dave was like a long-time associate of Living with Lions. He roaded with us, and we toured with All Teeth, his old band, and their new band is fucking great. It's really cool. If you haven't heard it, check it out. They're on that Story So Far comeback hit tour that's coming up. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know.
I like Bad Words from London, Ontario. They sound like Green Day, Kerplunk era.
Awesome.
They're pretty fucking good.
I checked that out.
Yeah. And I like Pup is fucking rad, too. Pup from Toronto.
Pup rules.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a Pup. They would be fun.
Yeah, I think they'd be fun. For sure. Look it up.
I like, also, too, listen to it today, the band. I like Angel Dust a lot. Pretty cool band. Like, I feel like they're, like, in ways like akin to us, not sonically or like as a sound, but just that they kind of transcend like punk and hardcore, boundaries. Sure. They kind of just like do their thing, and they play like cool punk songs.
And they spell their S in their name with a dollar sign.
Yeah, and that's sick as
hell. That's pretty dope.
But yeah, so I dig that band a lot. Fuck, I could go on forever.
There's a lot of rad bands coming up.
Dude, the new, the latest, After the Fall record, Dedication.
Fast, in your face, screamy shit. It's pretty bad.
I recently got turned on to Pairs. I like that band a lot. I was super. I didn't want to check them out because I was like, I hate their fucking name. I was like, what? This band's going to be stupid as fuck. I thought it was going to sound like the Dickies or something.
But they're dope.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. Yeah.
We listened to them on the ride today. Yeah.
That answers that.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's about it. Is there anything else you guys would like to add to the end of our show or interview here?
Let's go drink some beers.
Yes.
Yes. Happy 30th birthday, Dana.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
We're
crossing our fingers for a secret, intimate Northcote Seth Anderson performance at the house party tonight. So we'll see what happens.
Bring Frank.
Bring Frank.
Bring Frank.
Make him play some tunes.
Excellent.
But yeah, that's it. Happy birthday, Dana. Thank you for doing this interview.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Always a good time.
Yeah, and Calgary, thank you. We'll be back.
We'll be back very soon. Peace.
It's hard enough to feel when you're already feeling down. The party's over. It's hard enough to feel. Well, I'll drink until you drown and live a life face down. The party's over.
Almost at the end of today's grind, volume 177, but I've got some more Calgary punk I want to spin your way. The Atavans, Landlocked, came out last fall, but still stands as a solid album in the punk rock playlist. Here's Up in Smoke, maybe in celebration of today? And we also heard Jump the Shark in there off of Landlocked. A little tie-in for you here with the Atavans and the last band that we'll have on the show, which is also the band that we will be featuring on our next volume of the show, of The Grind, that's Belvedere. A couple tie-ins for you, I guess. Atavans bassist Corey played with Steve in the band This Is a Standoff. And Steve, now back making music with Belvedere again. Belvedere, who have a new drummer, Casey Lewis. That's a name that has probably come up in conversation on The Grind in almost our 10-year existence, as many times as volumes that we have. Gotta be, due to his multiple bands, his work at Echo Bay Studios, and just being an all-around nice guy. But you already knew that. Here is one more off of the forthcoming Revenge of the Fifth album from Belvedere. That's coming in May. So goddamn soon. And also, tune in to Stacey's interview with them on the next Grind. This is Belvedere with Hairline.